On the only chemical that really blocks mosquitoes from biting you, and take every precaution you can.
You really say when you're out in public you need to wear a mosquito net? Is that the recommendation?
I think if your town has it and you are thinking of getting pregnant or are pregnant, yes, wear those mosquito nets. You can buy them for a couple dollars online and they work. Wear long sleeve cotton pants, shirts, cover things up, wear socks.
Why are you so sure they're coming here?
Well, because mosquitoes, these kind of mosquitoes are here in the United States. And we now know that these mosquitoes can get Zika virus very easily from biting somebody. And the world is flat, right? Mm-hmm. The World Cup happened, and then all of a sudden, people from Brazil went all over the world and transmitted Zika.
So if, in fact, somebody comes here and has the Zika virus and a mosquito bites them, then that mosquito can spread it anywhere.
Exactly. One can lead to thousands.
Mm. What about the Summer Games, the Olympic Games, and the possibility there? You have people from all around the world going to a place where they could contact Zika and then returning, spreading back out around the world with Zika contamination.
It's a public health nightmare. And so I think when we all look at this, we have to learn from it. Zika will be the first of many viruses over the years because the world is flat. You know, yesterday they discovered the papers of the guy who discovered Zika in the 1950s. 1950s. 1918, 100 million people died in the world from influenza. We lost 12 years off life expectancy. So viruses can have an enormous impact in the world, and we need to pay attention.
Dr. David Agus, good to see you here. Thank you so much. Gail, do you want me to get you the net? Do you want me to get you a net?
What color? Reading my mind.
What color do you want?
Yellow.
Yeah.